nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Can you just jam those hands very well? Celebrate Jesus. Our Bible reading, I'll take it before you sit down. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this reality that Jesus is alive. And for that, it is well with us. It is well with us in your name. Thank you, our righteous Father. We bless you for today. Our hearts are filled with joy. Our hearts are filled with gladness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for utterance and thank you for understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you be on your seat? Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Amen. I will be speaking to us on irresistible pride. Irresistible pride. Last week, Pastor Emmanuel was ministering, Apostle Emmanuel. He said, Abba Father, it's an irresistible cry. That word struck my heart. He says, it's an irresistible cry. We know the scriptures that talk about Abba Father. I'll read Galatians 4. Irresistible cry, Abba Father. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time has come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to give a little illustration before we continue the message. They just want the three people. Just three of you. I just want to stand you here. I'll use to explain the point. So I need three volunteers. I need three people. Okay. The third person. Just stand in this order. Okay, thank you, my brother. Okay, you can stand here so that the lady will be in the middle. Let's say this is earth. This is heaven. Then this is the Father. These are three different entities. The earth, this is the heaven, and this is the Father. Now, this is now the earth. You see, there are possibilities. I want to talk about three possibilities. See, there are possibilities in the earth. There are things that are possible in the earth. Praise the Lord. You see, there are things we have done. For instance, in so many years back, we could not have a GSM to call. Electricity. These are things we keep discovering new things. Then there are also possibilities that things we know that is possible. But it's beyond the powers of men to do. Praise the Lord. For instance, now this building floating inside the air. Or maybe you see trees now begin to walk. Trees begin to walk. These are possibilities. These are things that are possible in the air today. Praise the Lord. But these are things that men cannot do. But these are things that if angels come to air, they have the power to do them. True or false? True or false? So these are still possibility within the realm of imagination. Once we open the imagination wide. So this is the earth. I said there are things that are possible in the earth. Like this building now floating in the air. All our buildings floating in the air and we start walking on the air. You know, just like that advert they did one time cars will walk on waters. Praise the Lord. So these are possibilities. The fact that we don't have the power to do them does not mean that it's not possible. It is possible. Praise the Lord. Then these are things that are possible. Now, if this building begins to float in the air, will it surprise angels? It will shock you and I. But is it going to surprise angels? Will it surprise angels? But it will surprise us. Okay, now, this is heaven. There are things that are possible in heaven. And these heavenly possibilities are things we don't even know. Praise the Lord. There are things that are beyond our power to comprehend. But these are things that angels know. And these are things that angels interact with. So within the angelic realm and within the angelic understanding, there are things that are possible. There are things they know and there are things they can understand. And there are also things that they can imagine, even if they don't have the power to do them. Don't forget that the earth is the dwelling place of man. There are things we can imagine but don't have the power to do them. Those things does not surprise angels. Then these are angelic beings. There are things that angels can do. Then there are things that they can imagine and dream, but they don't have the power to do them. This is one realm. Then above that realm, this is the Father. Praise the Lord. Then there are possibilities with God. There are things that God can do. Praise the Lord. Now I say that the things that will surprise us will not surprise angels. Then there are things that angels can do. Then there are things that God can do that even angels, it will shock them. It will surprise them standing. Praise the Lord. It will go beyond. I mean, look at the power of thoughts. If you stand here, the Bible says God is able to do beyond what we can think and beyond what we can imagine. That's for men. Then even beyond what angels can think and what angels can imagine, God can do much more. The Lord. This is God. This is the Father. So there are possibilities with the Father. There are things that the Father can do. Amen. And one of the things that he do is a depth. This is, Father himself is a depth. He don't even know. It's a depth that even man and the earth does not know. This being that is called the Father is an eternal depth. And one of the things he did that surprised and shocked angels was the creation. Out of his bosom, out of this bosom came out the creation. Angels are spirits. But God, at a point in eternity, you know, eternity is a flow. At a point in eternity, we are coming. God stopped, pause. God paused along the line and now decided to create the natural creation. It was a wonder and a spectacle to angels. Praise the Lord. That is creation. So out of this depth, out of this bosom of possibility came for the creation. That is one. Praise the Lord. Then higher than the creation, then God brought for the ultimate, which is the adoption of sons, which is redemption. Praise the Lord. So it is out of this same depth that redemption came for. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll go into my message. Thank you. God bless. It's a very short word I bring. I know God will give us understanding. Praise the Lord. Now, from the analogy I have given, that's the Father himself, there are possibilities with God. And part of the things he did, like we started in our night vigil, if you were there, and Pastor Atoebi came, you know, and continued that, Abba Father. Please, let's read it, the first line, just the first line. Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. All things are possible to you. So, one of the things that God did, I told us, is creation. Then the second one is adoption of sons. The redemption that we have in Christ. These are things that it never entered the comprehension of angels. Praise the Lord. I mean, even the power of thought, they never understood it. It could be the power of the thinking of angels. The adoption of sons. That God could adopt the people to himself. Praise the Lord. That God could beget. Amen. That God could beget. So that adoption, these things we have, the Bible calls it mystery. The Bible says it's a mystery that has been hidden in God. So even in the eternal past, everybody relating with God, this thing was in God. Hidden inside of God. Nobody saw it. Praise the Lord. And that was the creation that when God went forth to create man. After God created man, you know the story of the fall. Then outside of the fall, is there anything that God can still do? Praise the Lord. Outside man has fallen, everything has scattered. Is there something that God can still do? Then came out of that same depth. Out of that same eternal depth came forth what? Came forth the story of redemption. So when you heard them singing, the grave could not hold him, all of those things, this is what we are talking about. It's so awesome, it's so deep. We don't have the power to comprehend it, except God reveals it to us. And that's why so many don't even believe it. You can even be here, come, but we don't believe the story of our redemption. Because if we believe it, our life will change. Our life will radically changed on earth. When we know that we have a permanent abode in heaven, that this place is like a transit camp. It's like somebody going to the market and coming back. That's how the whole life on earth is. Once we have this understanding, it will revolutionize everything we do. Every thought, every action will be affected by it. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at the scriptures. Now, what happened in creation? In creation, God gave us life. In creation, God gave us life. But in redemption, God gave us something that is higher than life. The adoption of sons. Praise the Lord. God gave us something that is higher than life. God made us, man became a living soul. We became human. But outside of being human, outside of this life, there is something that is higher than life, which is the adoption of son. What is adoption? Adoption simply admission into a more intimate relationship. God bringing us into a more intimate relationship. David said in Psalm 63 verse 3, he said, your loving kindness, your love is better than life. So there is something that is higher than life. Then if you look at Romans 8, verse 35 to 39, when Paul was saying, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Is it, please be putting those scriptures. Is it a tribulation? Is it famine? Is it pestilence? Is it naked? Is it a sword? What can separate us from the love that is inside Christ? Praise the Lord. This is what we call the adoption of sons. God adopts us as sons. God becomes a father, we become his children. Praise the Lord. Now let me show you the possibility. These possibilities among angels. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8. The possibility of redemption. I want to show you from this that even angels did not think about it. Even the power of thought, which is even higher than the power of action. The power of thought is higher than the power of action. Even the power of thought, even they couldn't assess it. Okay. Maybe you go back to that. Maybe verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This was ordained before Genesis 1, when God said, let there be light. God has ordained and proposed this thing inside of him. It's that depth that I was just explaining about, the depth, inside the Father's depth. Even the hidden wisdom. Okay, which none of the princes of this world knew. He said, the princes did not know about it. He said, if they had known, they would not have what? If they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The princes, they did not know. We don't talk about the princes. Talk about Satan, all of these hosts. They didn't know about this truth. So what we are saying here, it looks so feeble. It looks so weak. But this is the powers of the heavens. This is the very depth. This is the very depth of the Father. That's the princes. Then the second people. Then living beings. The princes here refers to the fallen spirits. Satan and his soul. Then the living creation. Angels that did not even fall in heaven. Let's look at their own testimony too. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9. Then 1 Peter 1:12. It says, for I think that God has set forth us, as us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. He said, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels and to men. What is the meaning of a spectacle? A spectacle is that which embarrasses previous knowledge. Something that is a wonder. Praise the Lord. That which is extra to what you know before. That goes beyond what you know before. He said, we are spectacle, that we are sons. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on that we should be called a son. He said, it's a spectacle even to the angels. Praise the Lord. It's a spectacle to the angel. Then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. 1 Peter 1, 12. Unto whom? Okay, please, the next verse, 11. Just start from 11. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Okay, searching, what manner? Okay, please, go back a bit. One more. Of which salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? That's the prophet. They prophesied what we have today. Continue. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. When it testified beforehand, before it happened, the suffering of Christ and glory that should follow. The next verse. Unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. What did the last verse say? What did he say, the last sentence? Please, can we echo it? He said, which things even the angels have a desire to look at it. Praise the Lord. Even the angels have a desire to look at it. Angels have a desire to comprehend it. Praise the Lord. So, that's number two. Then, another scripture, Mark chapter 4, verse 11. I said the possibility of redemption was not even conceived in the heaven. Was not conceived in the heaven, even among the angelic cadre. Mark 4:11. He said, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. Then go to Ephesians 3:9. Ephesians 3:9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Then last verse, Colossians 1:26. Matthew, it was a mystery, but they say where God hid it was in himself. It was hidden in God. Then Colossians 1:26. He said, even the mystery which has been hid from the ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I said, adoption is simple. That is, God brings us into a more intimate relationship. That's why the Bible says, because we are son, God sent for the spirit of his son into our heart, crying what? Abba, Father. God adopted us into a relationship. So that is the call. That was why Jesus was born. Praise the Lord. And that is why we are believers in the first place. So the truth of this thing, I told her, is too weighty. Even angels are struggling to understand it. Even up to today. Up to today. If you can see that, even when Satan came to Christ, to tempt Christ, he didn't even believe it. He said, if you are the son of God, he was still contending it. I said, angels were trying to grab this truth. He said, if you are the son of God, if you are the son of God, if you are the son of God, that contention was still there. And we have the privilege of becoming the ultimate beneficiary of this relationship. Now, let me show you what shocked the angels. And I'll bring it to round up what I will say and tie up the message. First Timothy 3:16. Okay. And without controversy, it says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed. You see, these are the two places to come in. If you look at the flow of the mystery, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifest in the flesh. It has nothing to do with us. He said, he was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles, like you and I, when we had the gospel and believed. Then he was believed on in the world. And then God was received into glory. That's the resurrection that we talked about. Now look at the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. Now, you see, angels are icon of strength. You know, spirits, let me not just use the word angels, spirits in heaven. In the heavenly realm, they don't know weakness. Praise the Lord. This is the understanding that shocked angels. That's what I want to explain. Just listen. You see, they are icons of strength. They are pillars of strength. They don't know weakness. And here in the course of redemption, God was going to subject himself to weakness. God was going to take on the nature of weakness. He said, God in the flesh. In the flesh. God was going to become weak. God was going to take on the nature of man. Because in the day that God created man, he created man was weak. Because the first action of man, if you look at the story of creation, after God created him, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, man fell in Genesis 3. But in Genesis 2, after the creation of man, what was recorded before God brought forth Eden, he said, and the man slept. Sleep is a symbol of weakness. He said, Adam slept. He said, which was also a prophecy of how God was going to do the work of redemption. How he was going to bring forth the new creation. Amen. You know, the Bible says, let us not sleep as do other. The Bible keeps warning against sleep. Let us not sleep as do other. He said, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. But here was Adam, there was no sin. And he fell into sleep, a deep sleep. And out of his rib, out of him, out of himself, then God brought forth the woman. Amen. Amen. Which was one of the first prophecies in the Bible. That out, when Christ slept, out of his sleep and his resurrection, the new creation came out. So, God was going to subject himself to weakness. Up to today, the angels, they don't even understand it. I said, as you and I are still speaking. How do I know? Look at, I'll come back to this story. Let me show us. Because I want to teach Bible based so that after you listen to the message, you can do further studies on your own. Ephesians 3:10. I want to show us the preciousness of what we have. This thing is beyond the rice and beans. It's beyond the Versace. We are talking about that which transcends beyond this life. I keep saying that your real inheritance is when you lie down in death. Your real asset, what you really have, is when you close your eye in death. Then that's when you know your real asset. Your real worth, everything you have is deception. The whole world is built upon deception. Even our dictionary, all our languages, everything is a product of corruption, is a product of the fall. Say the richest man in Nigeria, the richest man in America, UK, all of those things are deception. It's people deceive people. Amen. Amen. Because the true wealth is that which transcends this life. You know, Mama was talking about we're already on an eternal path. I don't want to deviate my message. Let me down. See me, David. When I got born again, I gave my life to Christ. I am not just walking there. I began walking on an eternal path. So when I shed off this body of limitation, it's to continue the journey. Right now, so I learned I can be patient. Because I know the journey I am on today is an eternal journey. It's not a journey that starts and ends here. It's an eternal journey, so I can choose to be patient. I can choose to endure. Because right now, present tense, you are on an eternal path. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Even the day that men record that you die, that path still continues to shine. It shines brighter and brighter and continues into the eternal future. This is who we are. This is our calling. This is our calling. Is beyond this present age and is beyond this present life. The Bible says Ephesians 3:10. I read from verse 8. To me, who am less than Ephesians 3:8 to 10 now. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of this mystery. Mystery that's been a mystery because it was concealed and hidden in the Father, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Christ Jesus. He said, to the intent, this is the purpose, this is the heart, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom, the wisdom of God, might be made known by the church to the principalities and power in the heavenly places. It is from us they learn the wisdom of God. It is not just because we it's through the concept of redemption, which is the Son of God and the Holy Ghost combined together. It is through or through that operation that even princes, he said to the intent, that princes will learn the manifold wisdom. Wisdom, they will learn it from the earth. That's why if you read somewhere in Revelation, you see them say that they sang the song of Moses and they sang the songs of the Lamb. Part of the song they sing in heaven. Angelic beings sing in heaven. Are even songs that are extracted from the earth here. Praise the Lord. I won't go into that. My wife warned me that I should not preach Revelation. I should keep it as Amen. Because if I leave her, I'm still going to meet her. So the possibilities now, this is what I want to tie it. Now, I said, what shocked angels was what? What did I say? What did I say shocked angels? What? Weakness. Amen. What shocked angels is what? Is weakness. You know? And one of the first outstanding prophecies in the Genesis 1 and 2, let me say this, I won't say another one. One of the outstanding prophecies was the nature that Adam had. That prophetic nature, it was that nature that God's breath combined with dust. Praise the Lord. God, the Bible says God formed dust. And then God now breathed into that dust. Then that dust stood up and became a human being. That was one of the outstanding prophecies in the Bible. Because if you go to Romans 15, 5 verse 4, 14, the Bible says Adam was a picture of Jesus that was coming. He was a figure of the one that was to come. Amen. So the combination of strength and weakness that Adam had was a prophetic, That nature was a prophetic nature. Of the nature that the Messiah was going to have. And that was the nature that shocked angels. God in the flesh. Amen. God in the flesh. Partaking of flesh and blood. Partaking of the weakness that men have. Amen. To do the work of redemption and to bring about grace on it. He had to pass that road. I say angels did not conceive that path. Then conceiving is one thing. Then walking that path is another strength on its own. God conceived it and God walked through that path. Even though it was not easy. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. God conceived it and work it for our salvation and for our glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay. Now, why did Moses, when Jesus was going, I must not forget to say this, the Holy Spirit just reminded me. When Jesus was going, he said they should not go anywhere. They should not go anywhere, they should not do anything, and they should wait for the Holy Spirit. Do you know why? Do you know why? He said, you should not do anything, just stay put until the Holy Ghost comes. Because the Bible said that nobody knows the things of another person, except the spirit of the man. Nobody knows the things of a man. And likewise, nobody knows the things of God, but what? But the spirit of God. So these are ancient secrets and ancient mysteries in God. And the only person that can administer this mystery is the Holy Spirit. Angels cannot dispense it. It's not a bread that they can give. The only person that can dispense this mystery is the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I go to bring the Holy Ghost. And until the Holy Ghost comes, do not move an inch. Because what you are going to be dealing with is only the Holy Ghost that can handle it. There was a time, if you go back, the time God was angry with them in the Exodus. And he told Moses that my angels will go with you. Moses said, let not your angels go with us. Do you know why he rejected it? Look at Exodus 23. So we understand the ministry of angels and now understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then the concept of redemption. Exodus 23, verse 21. Very important truth. Exodus 23. Where is Exodus again? Media. Okay. He said, beware of him. He said, obey his voice. Do not provoke him. He will not pardon your transgression. Do you know why? They don't know weakness. He said, the angel will not pardon your transgression, but God can pardon it. God can pardon it because I say angels are icons of strength. They are pillars of strength. They don't know weakness that you cannot, maybe you are struggling to pray, that your foot is dragging. He said, he will not pardon, he will not forgive. But God can forgive. David said, let me fall. Take these three options. Angel of God coming and destroying the city, pestilence. He said, let me fall into what? Into the hands of God, for very great are his mercies. For very great are his mercy. That's if you now go to Exodus 20:33. God told Moses, I'm going to send my angel who will lead you. And the angel will give you that, and Moses refused. Moses refused that if you don't go with us, we're not going to live here. Then God said, my presence will go with you. He rejected it because angel cannot lead you. That's why the Bible says, as many are led by the Spirit. It's the Spirit that leads us. It's not angel. Angels can come and do one or two things. They have function, they do, but primarily, who can lead us? Because who can dispense this bread? Who can administer this truth is the Holy Ghost. Because if you look at the Bible, say the Holy Ghost can handle our infirmities. The Bible said in Romans 8:26, please let me call it up. Romans 8:26 that we don't know what to pray, but the Holy Ghost help our infirmity. Then one of the first introduction that Jesus gave about the Holy Spirit, he said his name is help. What did he say? What did I say? What is his name? He said his name is help. He said the helper. I go and I'll send the helper to you. Somebody that will help you. Amen. He said somebody that will help you, I will send the helper to you. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2, 1 to 3, he said, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate with the Father. An advocate is, how do I define it? So that Bakari will not, Barista will not challenge me after this meeting. Eh? I don't want another big grammar. An advocate. Barista, can you give me? An advocate. Eh? Intermediate is a big grammar. I want a grammar that this my brother will understand. What is an advocate? Somebody that plead on your behalf, Abi. Plead. Eh? I said I want a grammar that this my boy will understand. Eh? Let me use somebody that plead. Let me use plead. Even if it's not accurate according to our dictionary. And he said, if any man, he said, this thing I write that you see not. But if anybody sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have somebody that pleads on our behalf. With who? With the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is the present day ministry of Jesus, right? These are things that Jesus and the Holy Ghost can dispense. That Romans 8:26. That the Holy Ghost help our infirmities. Help our infirmities. We do not know what to pray for. But he make intercession for us. The Holy Ghost himself. Look at it now. Jesus is an intercessor to us. The work of redemption is primarily to help people that are weak. Once you say, Abba, Father, you start looking at yourself that you are nobody. That you are a first class candidate for the Father. Praise the Lord. You start looking at yourself, all of the details of your life. You know, you just look at yourself in the context of the letter's condemnation. But learn to look at yourself and your whole life in the context of glory. Praise the Lord. I say the reality that shocked the angels is weakness. God in the flesh. God becoming weak. Jesus taking on the nature of weakness. And out of that weakness, he judged angels. Amen. Because the Bible says the weakness of God is even stronger than the strength of men. And even stronger than the strength of angels. Praise the Lord. So, this understanding, having this understanding and revelation will transform your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13. I say God subjected himself to weakness. He said in the heaven, he said the Father, there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, right? The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Now, the Word became flesh, according to John chapter 1, verse 14. He said the Word became flesh, Jesus. And look at what he did. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. He said, for though he was crucified in weakness, Jesus was subjected to weakness. God the Son was subjected to weakness. He said, for though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. He said, for we also are weak in him, that we shall live with him by the power of God. Colossians 1:26. That weakness. It is that same weakness. It is that weakness that judge angels. It is that same weakness that judge sin and dethrone death. Amen. And brought forth life and immortality through the power of the gospel. The Bible says, having spoiled principalities and power, he made an open show of them. Where? On the cross. Triumphing over them on the cross. He said he knew them. He judged princes. He judged principality. He judged sin. He abolished death. If you go against 2 Timothy 1:10, he said Jesus has abolished the death. Jesus canceled death. He obliterated death from creation, from time and eternity. It through what? Through that same weakness that God subjected himself to. It's an everlasting mystery that it will take eternity for us to unveil. This is what we have the privilege of becoming world heirs. Amen. So when we say we are Abba what? Abba Father. Abba Father, open up a depth of possibility, a depth, a reality in heaven that I say only the Holy Ghost can dispense. Amen. He's so high, he's so big that even angels are grappling to understand it. Even men don't even understand it. And up to tomorrow, Satan does not understand it, confused him. But this is what we have the privilege of having. What more can we demand? Amen. And if you don't take it, the Bible says the hair, as long as it's a child, does not differ from a servant. Galatians chapter 4, 1 to 3. He said, the hair, as long as it's a child, if you are not matured in this understanding, if you don't stay with this understanding so that it can grow and deepen inside of us, he said, the hair, as long as you are a child, you differ nothing from a servant. But you'll be in bondage to the elements of this world. Even to the elements of nature, you are going to be in bondage. If the cold is too much, maybe one sickness will come. These are the elements of life. We're not even talking about principalities and power. You'll be in bondage to the elements of life. You'll also be in bondage to principality and power. Satan can just come. You are just traveling one day, you just kick the car. You just kick the car. That's the end. Or every other thing is grammar. Praise the Lord. He said, in understanding be men. So these are the understanding we need to have. You know, God called us into adoption, a more intimate relationship. I say it's higher than life. Creation, God gave us life. But in redemption, in the adoption, God gave us something that is higher than life. Amen. God gave us his love. God begat us as what children. Even evil men, this understanding that is for sons, if we don't tap into it, look at when Jesus said the Syrophoenician woman. Praise the Lord. I'll end my message here. Don't worry. The Syrophoenician woman. He said the bread on the table is for the children. He said, I don't want the bread. Give me crumbs. And that crumbs was healing that she received. And the children were dying of sickness. Israel will follow the Messiah. They listened to his messages. They thought to know that this is their portion. This is their holy portion. Who preached about Zelophehad's daughters? Is Pastor Adefisoye. Zelophehad's daughters. That they made a demand for their inheritance. Who preached it? Oh, Mama preached it. That they demanded for their inheritance. They demanded for that which was theirs. And God gave it to them. One certain times when I became a new Christian, God gave me a vision. In that vision, and he spoke to me. He said, that Zelophehad's daughter, that's the only word he spoke. He said Zelophehad's daughter, he said they were bold. They made a demand for their inheritance. And that was a life-changing revelation for me. I must rise up and demand for everything that is mine in Christ. It was a vision I had. Zelophehad's daughter said they were bold. They made a demand for their father's inheritance. So I must rise up and demand for everything I have in God. One day God met Benihim and told him, he said, start using your authority as a deliverer. All those things you are doing and they are saying you are seeing authority. So you have not seen authority here. This thing is so weighty. That Syrophoenician woman, the crumbs he received it. The second person, Cain just killed his brother. And the judgment has come to him. But Cain still went and met God. He now tapped it from what we call Abba Father. So even in condemnation, there is still a place for mercy. Even in condemnation, Cain saw that there is still a place for mercy. He said, I don't want to die. Anybody that sees me will kill me. crumbs again from the table. God gave it to him, crumbs. The substance, the reality is for the son. It's the tangible reality that you have that I have. He said, I will not die. I will not die, but I will live to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He said, with long life will Jehovah satisfy me and show me his salvation. Amen. Esau despised his birthright. Despised his birthright, and the birthright was given to somebody that esteemed it. Somebody else that valued it. When they gave the blessing to Jacob, Esau came crying. The father said, there's nothing I can do for you. He said, my father, is there no portion left? There should still be something. And out of nothing, Esau scrapped out something. Esau scrapped out a blessing out of seemingly nothing. I'm sure not the heritage that we have in God. Mama was the one that preached to us and said that you open John 14, verse 12 to 14. Then my father will give you whatsoever you ask in my name. He said, who? My father. My father will give you. And Pastor Apostle Emmanuel told us that when Jesus was going, he said, my father, your father. He said, my father, your father. Can you see? Esau says there's something still left. And out of nothing, Esau got a blessing. Praise the Lord. The prodigal son, he has squandered everything that he had. He was standing right in judgment and in condemnation. I'm showing you men that rose up from judgment, rose up from condemnation. Even in the midst of condemnation, they say that there's still mercy. There's still mercy left. This is what you call that his mercy. His mercy endures forever. Amen. He said there is still blessing. He came and he was, and the Bible says when the father saw him, the father began to run. Wrong. This is what we call Abba Father. This is the adoption. These are tokens, are emblems of what we call the adoption of son. God calling us into a more intimate relationship. A relationship that is higher than sin. A relationship that is higher than death. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are two mysteries in the Bible. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. God allowed the mystery of iniquity to run its course. And the canopy, the height of it was sin and death. After they finished, then God began. It was when the mystery of iniquity stopped that God began the mystery of godliness. When they reach their height, sin and death, when they finish their own, then God began it. So, amen. So, Satan's end in your life is just God's beginning. Did you hear me? When the enemy stops in your life, that is God's beginning in your life. Amen. The highest that the enemy can do is God's starting point in your life. He said, all things work together for them that love God. Everything that can be done to you, everything that can be said, can be orchestrated against you. He said, it's going to work together for our good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you rise up on your feet and begin to appreciate your father? Begin to bless him. What an awesome father. The adoption of sons. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to thank him. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, all you that are weak, I will give you rest. I'll give you rest. What are the details of your life? Is your life in a manger? Nothing good to be said about.
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Tonight, to put a nation on your heart. Oh, Lord.